Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes. Yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
All right, here we go. I thought this was kind of fun, Val. At the beginning of the script, it says, story number one, skipped.
It's like, what happened to that?
I would have had to renumber the next seven stories, and I just didn't want to do that. It's just, okay. It's too much work for an old man.
Yeah, work hard, or smarter, not harder.
Exactly. All right. Let's have fun on an elevator with my sister Val.
All right. In Chicago, Illinois, a man is being blamed for briefly disabling an office building elevator by pressing every single button. Security footage shows a man entering the elevator, looking around, and then committing fully, pressing every floor button like he was trying to unlock a secret level. The elevator proceeded to stop at all 27 floors, delaying dozens of people and creating what witnesses describe as a slow motion nightmare. When asked why he did it, the man reportedly said he has since reminded 10 elevator buffet style experiences. He didn't just go up, he took everyone on a journey.
On a journey.
Little sitar.
Got in the elevator, chose chaos instead. Hit every button like a drum in his head. Floor by floor, a slow ride of doom. 27 stops in a metal room. Close the door when they try to step in. Take the stairs, you'll never win. All the buttons, every floor. Nobody's getting there anymore. You wanted lunch, now you got the pain. Welcome to the world's slowest moving train.
And that's today's longest song, much like that story.
Oh.
Here comes a smart one for you. Fire crews in Des Moines, Iowa responded to an apartment complex after multiple smoke alarms went off simultaneously. Residents evacuated expecting a serious emergency, only to discover the source was a man attempting to microwave what he described as a quick grilled cheese sandwich. Officials say the individual placed bread, cheese, and the critically important part, aluminum foil into the microwave, creating sparks, smoke, and immediate regret. Man told firefighters he thought it would toast faster. No injuries, we reported. Though several residents are now reconsidering their lease agreements. Firefighters confirmed the grilled cheese was not salvageable. Wow. You ever put microwave in or tinfoil in a microwave, Al?
I never have.
Idea. Grilled cheese fast, it's crystal clear. Foil goes in, yeah, that's the trick. Sparks start flying, it's toasting groovy. Fire alarm crying, hey, start a movie. Chef,
boy, why?
You put metal in here.
Microwave master, sparks in the sky. Cooking up chaos and asking why.
Grilled cheese dreams went up in smoke. Look, you made a fire. It's not a joke.
Fire.
Fire.
Fire. All right, Val.
We are going to go to Los Angeles, California right now, where witnesses at a crowded shopping plaza's parking lot say one man took parking enforcement into his own hands by becoming the enforcement. Driver circled the packed lot outside a busy grocery store as a man stood firmly in an open space, waving off approaching cars and insisting he was holding it for a friend who was just pulling in. At one point, he reportedly crouched slightly, apparently to make himself seem more official or possibly more cone-like. The situation escalated into a silent standoff when one driver simply stopped and waited, engine running, staring him down like this was now a matter of principle. After several long, awkward minutes, the man finally gave up and walked away, still insisting he had the right of way, because nothing says urban planning like becoming the cone in a grocery store parking lot.
I was debating that whole story if I could make it outside quick enough to grab my cone and come back in with it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Downtown traffic, nowhere to go. Dude in the parking space, this is my show. Waving off cars like he owns the street. Standing there firm on two human feet. Crouched down low like that made it legit.
Sir, you are not a road cone, just quit.
Human parking cone, holding the line. This spot's not yours, it's public design. You stood your ground, you lost that war. Now you're just a guy in the road once more. Hey, run him over.
Is that okay that I put that in there? Run him over?
Run him over. Slowly, at 5 miles an hour. Yeah. It won't be that bad.
Okay. In Portland, Oregon, a delivery driver realized they had dropped off a package at the wrong house and attempted to fix it in the most complicated way possible. It doesn't even make sense. Instead of retrieving the package, the driver reportedly returned later and delivered additional packages to the same incorrect address, seemingly trying to make it look intentional. The homeowner, confused but now heavily supplied, contacted Amazon after receiving 5 unrelated deliveries. A driver later admitted they didn't want the first mistake to look weird. Well, mission accomplished. It looked extremely weird. At this point, the house is no longer a resident. It is now a distribution center.
Drop down. Dum 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 dum. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dropped it off wrong, but he doubled the bet. Let's make it look right, worst logic yet. One bad package turned into 5 bad ideas, shifting into overdrive. Boxes keep coming like a shopping spree. Man built a warehouse accidentally. Double down delivery, commit to the mistake. If it's wrong once, 5 times is half-baked. You took the impossible mission, filled it with doubt and suspicion.
He got an idea!
On to Phoenix, Val.
All right, at a gym in Phoenix, Arizona, a man attempting to impress others learned an important lesson about speed and physics. Witnesses say he set a treadmill to maximum speed, jumped on confidently, and lasted approximately 3 seconds before being launched backwards. He then stood up immediately and nodded, as if the situation had gone exactly as planned. Staff checked on him, and he reportedly said, "That's enough cardio for today." No injuries were reported, but the treadmill has seen things. Some people have trained to become or to run marathons. Others, for one brief moment, become airborne.
Set at a max, like watch this world. Confidence high, man of the world. 3 seconds later, he's airborne. Oh, look, his gym shorts are torn. Gym turned into a highlight blast. Hit the floor, stood up like, "I'm fine. Sir, gravity just knocked you on your behind." Treadmill flies straight to the back. Speed set high. Skill set off the rack. One small step, one big dream. You didn't run, you just screamed.
Man, that's my favorite one because it's just something you want to see visually. You know, you want to, I almost went and like did a video for it with AI or something just because I wanted to see a guy get shot off a treadmill.
Just sounds painful.
But fun to watch. A Manchester, England neighbors reported hearing a man loudly arguing in his apartment, only to discover he was in a heated debate with his smart speaker. What to say, the man repeated.
Oh, I've been there.
I really get mad at mine. A witness said the man repeatedly asked for the weather while the device struggled to understand him, responding with unrelated music and trivia. Why does it do that?
Oh, I don't know. Just out of the blue, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, can you tell me what the weather is tomorrow? And she starts playing a song. All right. A man escalated, accusing him of doing this on purpose, and at one point demanded it admit what it knows. argument reportedly ended when the device set a timer for no clear reason. No charges were, I've never had that happen. No charges were filed, but the relationship is described as tense now. At this point, even the technology is setting new boundaries. All right.
Hey, what's the weather? Simple request. Speaker said jazz, now he's upset. Back and forth like a couple in pain. Yelling at tech like it's got a brain. Admit what you know, he shouts in the night. Timer goes off, device won the fight. Arguing with Alexa, losing the war. She don't care, she'll play the encore. You brought the heat, she brought delay. Just get a wife, it will be easy.
Wives know everything.
I'm sorry. I can't help you with that. I'm sorry. I can't help you with that.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
I think Brad gets in fights with Alexa more than I do. He'll tell her to do something and she'll, you know, do something the opposite. Or finally, I'm like, okay, let me talk to her. She seems to understand me better.
Oh, that's just kind of evil. All right.
Oh, let's see. I think it's my turn.
It is. Last story is all yours.
All right. In Toronto, Canada, a man attempting to transport groceries without paying.
I think we're losing her. For the last story, that's a bummer. You're back, Val. Try again. We don't want to cheat you of your last
story. I'm going to try again. Should I start at the beginning?
Yes.
Okay. In Toronto, Canada, in case you hadn't heard, a man attempting to transport groceries without paying took an unusual approach by trying to ride the shopping cart out of the store. Employees said the man loaded the cart, hopped on, and attempted to roll toward the exit with momentum. Unfortunately, the cart's wheels lock system was activated at the doorway, stopping him instantly and launching him forward into what officials described as a very public lesson. Store staff detained him without incident. He tried to make a clean getaway, but the cart had other plans. Turns out the only thing leaving the store was road rash and a side of indignity.
Loaded it up for the big score. Jumped on top of his goodies galore. Rolling fast toward automatic fame. Wheels lock up. End of the game. Cart said nope. Physics said zoom. Man launched forward to Isle of Doom. Shopping cart getaway stopped at the line. You had a plan, it wasn't fine. Tried to escape with speed and flare. Cart said seatbelts required, but you were in midair.
Count them, two people went flying on Odd News today. with no aircraft.